From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The head of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is defending the implementation of President Donald Trump's executive order restricting immigration, saying the new order, in his words, is aimed at keeping terrorists out of the country, but stressed that it is not a Muslim ban. House Speaker Paul Ryan also defended Mr. Trump's order.
Regrettably, the rollout was confusing, but on a go-forward basis, I'm confident that Secretary Kelly is going to make sure that this is done correctly, that they get a good review, and that we are going to make sure that we get this program up and running with the kind of vetting standards that we all want to see.
Meantime, White House spokesman Sean Spicer responded to reporters' questions within the last hour on President Trump's firing Monday night of the acting Attorney General Sally Yates for refusing to defend his executive order restricting travel from seven mostly Muslim countries.
When she, as the acting Attorney General, is not only responsible but required to execute lawful orders and defiantly says no, as someone who has chosen to lead a department, she was rightfully removed. That is a position of leadership that is given to somebody who is supposed to execute orders that are handed down to them properly.
The executive order signed last week suspends U.S. entry to all refugees for 120 days and bans Syrian refugees indefinitely. It also blocks people from Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Sudan, Yemen, and Somalia from entering the U.S. for 3 months. Mr. Trump proposed about a year ago a ban on all Muslims entering the country, which he later amended to calling an extreme vetting process. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.